Good morning, folks. It's Pilgrim Chris, and the 10th of June 2012. And it's a fine, sunny, summer Sunday morning. And it's made a refreshing change from the previous mornings lately of wind and rain. And it's very sunny, it's very warm. And, well, yesterday I heard about the flooding in Wales, in Aberystwyth. Campsites had to be evacuated, riverbanks had burst, and quite traumatic for a lot of the people there, being woken up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning and finding themselves marooned. But today here, at least in South Derbyshire, there's not really a trace of any rain that we've had recently. The skies are not clear, but wonderfully blue with fluffy clouds. And very pretty. And I'm just taking a walk this morning. Most Sundays I have an hour walk before I go to church. When I do go to church, that is. I don't always make it to church. If I'm out camping in the hills over the weekend, there's not a church in the traditional sense around. So I always have time and words with God then. But on a Sunday morning, on a normal Sunday morning, I do like to have a walk, and it puts into perspective for me the previous week. I can mull over what's happened in the previous week. I can think about the trials and tribulations and the joys, and try and put them into some sort of perspective. And also mentally prepare for the week ahead. I think it's good for people to take a little bit of time out in their lives. And for me, walking is my way of finding a little bit of peace. I don't have to be in the hills to do it. I don't have to be in the Peak District or in mountainous regions, although that certainly helps. But walking on a quiet back streets, just having a thought. And of course this also prepares me for Mass, going to church. And traditionally, of course, we would go to church around about 20 minutes or so before the Mass begins, to sit there in quiet reflection and quiet contemplation, preparing ourselves mentally for the service ahead and what we're there for, and what it really means. And in the Catholic tradition, of which I'm part of, a lot of churches these days are quite noisy, and people chattering and murmuring and forgetting to some degree that those little bit of hour, or hour and 20 minutes, if you count the 20 minutes before Mass time, is just a little allocation time for their professed faith. And I won't make any bones about it, I do get a little frustrated by the constant chattering in church and what Mrs. Jones got up to at the weekend, and Bill the mechanic had to fix a certain car, because you hear it all, of course, so you can't help it, and one tries to block it out. And I was told by a very good friend of mine, a monk, about certain mental exercises to help block that sound out, and being part of that tradition of being in the church regardless, as a show of sort of solidarity. But I find it difficult, so I go for a walk instead, and I spend a little bit longer than I would do in church in that way, thinking about things and preparing myself. So when I do get into church, when I usually get there about 10-15 minutes anyway before Mass, and I'm on my way there now, I'm about 5 minutes away, and it's nearly 9:10 a.m. on a Sunday morning, and Mass for me at my church starts at 9:30, so I will be there in plenty of time. But I can just, as I'm doing now, think and put things into some sort of order and mentally prepare for the week ahead, like I say to you, because that's important. Just sort of bed down the previous week's activities and see where we go from there. So I hope you all have a great Sunday, whatever it is you're doing and wherever you are. I hope the weather is amenable and you're able to enjoy the day in whatever way you wish to enjoy it. And as always, if applicable, may God bless you.